This week? No, I'm not getting away, not going anywhere. Just going to rest up, you know, stick around, spend some time with my wife, and just take a mental and physical break just for a couple days.
You going to come in here at all?
Yeah, I'll come in and you know, start taking a look at Buffalo. We started some self-scout today. I'll probably do a little bit more of that. But definitely just want to get away for at least a day or two and relax a little bit.
Ryan, do
I'm sorry. What was your focus out there today on the field? Last chance with your teammates for about a 5-day break. What did you want to get accomplished?
Today was a fundamental day for us. You know, we just wanted to go through, you know, work on some fundamentals. We did several 2-minute drills. You know, it's going to continue to be a big part of the season. You know, every game, either at the end of the half, end of the game, we're going to have a 2-minute drill just about. So, got 2 reps of that, both first and second team today. I thought that was good work. And, you know, we just worked through some small things. We had a move the ball period where we just basically played football for a series, 2 move the balls, and the rest of the day was fundamentals and special teams.
Ryan, do AFC East games carry any more weight than other games in your mind?
It's not that they carry more weight, but they're division games. You know, they you know, you want to win the division, and by winning your division games, that's how you do it. So, you know, we definitely know those teams well. We play them twice a year. The games we look forward to and games we want to win.
Ryan, what have you thought about your wide receivers and tight ends? They carried a large portion of the offense and seem to have done pretty well so far.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. You know, I think that they're continuing to grow throughout the season. You know, saw some great things out of them today. You know, on a hot Tuesday, you know, heading into a bye week where some guys could just kind of coast through practice. You know, they're out there working, you know, making plays and tough 2-minute drills when we're down a guy. So, you know, it's fun to watch those guys continue to work and continue to push each other to get better.
Has anything surprised you about them? I mean, whether it's Charles Clay's development or Rashard chipping in, or did anything about the group surprise you?
I wouldn't say surprise me. You know, I'm excited for those guys. You know, we see those guys work in practice and see them in camp, and to see them show up on game day, it's fun.
You know, Charles Clay's versatility, you know, just helped him so much. It seems like he's become a weapon for you now.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think he's one of the hardest guys to cover on the team just because he's got the speed, he's got the size, he's matched up against linebackers and safeties, and you know, you put those guys on him, he's really tough to cover. You know, we like our matchups there. Even in the game, we had a corner on him. When he caught the touchdown. So he's a really explosive, versatile guy that we can get the ball to in a number of different ways.
Brian, there are a lot of ways to sort of cut down on the number of sacks beyond better blocking, whether it's screens or three-step drops, whatever. What do you feel most comfortable with in that regard to sort of stem the number of sacks that you're taking?
I think it's a blend of all those things. You know, you can't focus on one area. You know, we'll continue to run some screens. We'll move the pocket a little bit, get the ball out quick a little bit. It's not one thing where you're like, hey, we're going to run 6 screens a game, you know, anything like that. It's got to be a blend of all those things.
Brian, talking to guys in the locker room, they say you're one of the toughest guys. You know, obviously, you have to like that phrase here, and that A, but B, are you worried at some point, no matter how tough you are, you keep getting hit like that, just not sustainable?
I'm not worried about it. You know, obviously, we want to get it fixed, and I don't want to be taking that many hits. You know, you're more susceptible to injuries if you're taking that many hits. Obviously, you know, all it takes is one. You know, one really bad hit could be the one that does you in. So, you know, I appreciate the praise, and, you know, I look forward to just hanging tough out there. You know, just getting up after each hit and hanging in there and making a tough throw when guys are bearing down on me also.
What about the mental toll that all those hits take? I mean, is that a concern at all?
No, I really don't feel a mental toll right now. You know, obviously, you know, we have an issue. It's been well documented. We talked about it a lot, you know, inside the building. It's something that we're going to continue to work and use this bye week to really lock in some ways, you know, like you were talking about, screens, quick game, moving the pocket, all these things. We'll use this time to really do that and move forward and try to cut down those numbers.
Ryan, how far along do you feel you and Mike have done?
Yeah, I feel more in tune with Mike than I ever have, you know, and that's a good thing. You know, we're growing. We're going to continue to be more and more on the same page. You know, I think, you know, we're starting to hit back shoulder throws, and that's one thing where you can really, you know, tell when you're on the same page with a guy. You know, even though he's a speed guy that, you know, we want to get the ball down the field to, and to be on the same page enough where we can throw a back shoulder throw, you know, it kind of is a telltale sign that we're really starting to click.
Ryan, I know know we've asked you this, but I can't remember your answer. I don't know.
So it was important, right? Yeah.
I know.
Took good notes. Right. Look, he has no notes on his paper. There's no notes.
Regarding rolling out, do you want to do that? Does it take advantage of your athleticism? And would that help cut down the sacks, or would that just put fast guys in pursuit of you?
I think if you do it in the right way, it definitely can help us. It moves the aiming point of the defensive ends, where they're not just teeing off on our tackles, aiming for the same spot. I'm able to get outside, have a run-pass option, change the launching point of the ball so DBs don't necessarily know where it's coming from if they have their back turned in man coverage. It's not something we're going to do 12 times a game or anything like that, but it's something that I think that we'll use moving forward to help give a wrinkle to our offense.
That's not what you said last time.
No? Okay, good.
Ryan.
Good, yeah. Yeah. I don't know how he reads that, but,
Ryan, given Mike Wallace's speed, how challenging is it to lead him properly on long throws?
It's challenging, but, it's more of just being on the same page. I feel like I have plenty of arm to get it there. It's just trusting him and throwing it out there. We've missed some in practice, missed some in games where I'm overthrowing him. The one in the game, should have been a touchdown. If I throw it another yard or two, he's able to catch it and keep running for a touchdown. So, when you're throwing the ball that far downfield, there's going to be a small margin of error where, 1 or 2 yards makes a big difference. And, we just have to continue to grow, and I have to trust him. That's what it comes down to. There was a couple times, I guess one time specifically, I came back to him down the right sideline, and, he's kind of fighting with the guy, so I didn't throw it as far as I should have. When I just got to trust him and let it go and let him run underneath it. It's tough to work on during the week, just because he's so fast and so good, and we're scheming plays in practice. So it's something that we can work on during the week, but when it comes down to it in the game time, you just got to make the play. I think we're excited for the break. We're excited to get back to work, I think, and continue improving. We have a lot of little things that we need to clean up. But I think it comes at a good time where we can just kind of step back, evaluate ourselves, both scheme and, personnel, and just take a fresh approach heading into division games.